am pleased to have in the studio my guest today. We have got Sammy Jo Goldman, Community Connector for Brentwood and of Essex and Family Wellbeing Service, Breathe Jo, and Aaron Watts, Youth and Community Pastor of, I'm going to get that one wrong, it's a long one, isn't it? What is it, Aaron?
It is Doddinghurst Road Community Church.
Oh, goodness me, look, I've started off wrong already. Right, Sammy, how are you doing? All right.
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you, Jo?
Yeah, well, you've relaxed now. You've been here for quite a while, haven't you? Naughty Aaron.
Been out sunbathing.
Yeah. But you're here today to talk about the food banks and things like that. But first of all, and not the food banks, you're here to talk about the uniform banks. Yes. But before that, can we actually just find out a little bit about you first, Sammy?
Yeah, of course. So I'm the Community Connector for Brentwood. I work for the pre-birth Essex Child and Family Wellbeing Service. Our focus is to ensure families in Essex from 0 to 19 and 25 with special education needs have the best start in life through having free, high quality and easy access to services in schools, family homes, family hubs and in the community, which kind of leads us nicely into this project that we're working with Aaron, with the church and the food bank. So that's our uniform bank that we're looking to get into.
There's a lot going on there because you've got so much other stuff that you can't do as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we're out in the community all the time. Yeah. We work closely again with Aaron and Dodge Church quite a lot. We work quite closely with the food banks and other outside partners as well. But the main focus for this kind of term is going to be our uniform bank, which we're hoping to run from July to August. And the aim of that project will be to provide pre-loved school uniform for all families. Free of charge. We're going to be running that from Doddinghurst Road Community Church.
It's not just a mouthful. I'm glad it's not just me.
That's why I shortened it to DRCC.
Yeah, so we'll be running it from the church on a Wednesday, and we will be there hopefully with some volunteers as well. Families can pop along, just look through the stock that we've got available, and just take what they need. So we'll be there weekly as of the end of July through to August. With that, so we've got posters and that will be going out soon as well. But I'm really grateful to Aaron, you know, and the food bank for being able to give us this opportunity to be able to do that.
So
thank you.
So, yeah, how did you get involved then, Aaron?
So Sammy and I cross over various different ways. With the youth work that we do, we tend to cross over within kind of partnerships and meetings that we both sit in to kind of support children in this area. And so that kind of brings up lots of questions and lots of needs that we come across in this area. And this is one of those needs that we've kind of really found. And obviously with our work at Doddinghurst Road Community Church.
Well done, Aaron.
That's right.
How long did it take you to get that right? How long was you there for?
It rolls off the tongue now. With my role at the church, we've really kind of seen that kind of crossover with needs with children through food bank and through our youth work as well. And we kind of see those kind of needs spike through kind of the summer period through food bank, where families are having to kind of flip that choice between kind of bills, food, and then the additional kind of buying school uniform and things like that.
There surely is a lot of juggling, isn't there? So I suppose definitely. It makes sense actually to have the food banks and of course the uniform banks together, really.
Yes, so that will be the aim. So we'll be running alongside the food bank as well as the uniform shop, so people can have access to both. And Aaron has other additional services in there as well, so parents can access those services as well. So it works really well. We've worked on other projects in the past and they've tended to work really well, so we thought this would be the best location at this time to do that. But eventually we're hoping we'll be able to expand much further, but we wanted to try this as a little project first before we expanded that.
Because there's a connection between the food banks and you, Aaron, isn't it? The Brentwood Food Bank?
Yeah, so
Sammy gave you
in it, Aaron.
And so with Doddinghurst Borough Community Church, we hold Trussell Trust Food Bank. Yeah. Have done for a number of years. So we run that on a Tuesday and a Wednesday between 10 o'clock and 1 o'clock. We also have that down at one of our distribution centres down at Brentwood Baptist Church, which is down near towards the train station.
Yeah.
And again, they're on Fridays, 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock as well.
Yeah.
And so we get a lot of those kind of needs coming in and those families coming in that we kind of we build relationships with. We tend to walk with through various different things, right away from kind of struggling with finances in terms of what they're choosing to have to pay for that month and that week, right the way down to today we've had everything from immigration to school issues to social care. So it really kind of balances on, well, it doesn't really balance, it really outweighs. But yeah, kind of doing that kind of community support and walking with our local people.
You can kind of be the link as well to help them, to direct them. If they feel really like they don't know where to go, they can come to you and you can actually put them in the right direction. So like you said, for financial reasons, things like that, help people know how to juggle things a little bit better.
That's the thing, yeah. How can we get in the best spot to signpost, to cross people over, to do that in the most loving and caring way as well? Obviously, we're a church, so for us, supporting the people in our community isn't just about kind of directing them and signposting them, getting them off somewhere else. It's about loving them and caring for them and supporting. And supporting them in a way that kind of builds them and empowers them and grows them as people.
Yeah.
So if we can do that with Sammy and Larchwood Family Hub and kind of grow those relationships, that really helps the kind of wider work across Brentwood as well. Mm. So how do we link with schools? How do we link with Food Bank? How do we link with the Hub and the Children's Services? Yeah.
Because, yeah. I mean, I was just chatting to Sammy while I was waiting for you, Aaron. And we were just saying, actually, like, it's not a new thing. I can remember back in the day, I'm not going to say exactly when it was, but, you know, the hand-me-downs and things like that. So it's always been around. But obviously, it's more difficult for people now because it's actually people that are working as well, all the hours, and they're coming to you as well. And a lot of people find that there's stigma behind it, and some people can feel a little bit of a shame. So if there's anyone kind of listening in that needs the services and are struggling and are just on their own, what would you say to them to kind of say, it's okay, just come along?
I think, we're open. We've done it at the church as well. So as I said, there's other services there to make people feel welcome. Church is really welcome as well. But I think we also need to think about changing that mindset from actually being having uniform because people need it and actually using it as a recycling, reuse project, which we aim to do with a lot of our other projects we've got community wardrobes and things where people pass on clothing and then other people will take it, and some of them, you know, are not maybe disadvantaged or struggling, they've just seen a nice top and they've used it, and it's great because that's not them going into landfill. So I would urge anyone, if you need school uniform, no matter what your circumstances are, please come and see us in July and August and we'd love to help you.
Like I said, there's loads of layers on that, pardon the pun, I couldn't say. I have to apologise for that one, that was a terrible one. So I'll tell you what we'll do, we're going to have a quick song because you requested a song, didn't you, Sammy?
I did.
And it's a cracker. What is it?
Earth, Wind and Fire, September.
Brilliant. Be right back after this. Welcome back. If you just joined us, we're in the studio actually with Aaron Watts, Youth and Community Pastor of DRCC Youth Brentwood. He will say what that is again. It is Doddinghurst Road Community Church. Get in, Joe. I've done it first time ever. And of course, we're here with Sammy Joe as well. But I just want to find out before we go back to talking about what you're here for today, is you, Aaron, and everything else you do around the community, because there's so many linked up joint ventures as well going on. So what's would you say that most comes to the mind now that you actually need help with more than anything else at the moment?
Sure. Okay. So DRCC, so kind of talking about long phrases like Doddinghurst Borough Community Church, my role title at Doddinghurst Borough Community Church is Youth and Community Pastor. So saying all of that together is massive. But one of the parts of my role is that I do professional youth work in Brentwood. Mm. So we work alongside Essex Youth Service and Brentwood Council to support young people in Brentwood. And we do that in lots and lots of different ways. Mm. The idea of how we work is we work in lots of different spaces and places to provide that support to young people and access to that support. So we're in schools and we do kind of one-to-one support for young people. Not counselling, it's a space just to listen to them and give them a space to talk through the things that are important to them. Mm. And we kind of tie that into lunchtime engagements as well. So we're out at lunchtimes in different schools doing everything from, I don't know, playing Uno in the canteen to playing football in the field. It really, really varies on kind of what we do. And then kind of bumped onto that, we do street-based youth work. So that's what we'd call detached in the youth work field. So we do detached work in the high street where we go out and meet young people who are coming out of school on a Monday, and we'll go out at different times as well and kind of fit that into the school holidays, just providing support and access to kind of healthy relationships and safe activities and positive activities for young people when they're kind of outside of school. Yeah. And then that ties in again into our drop-in on a Wednesday afternoon between 3:30 and 5:30, and that's for secondary school young people. That is at Doddinghurst Road Community Church. Yeah. We've been doing that now for coming up for 3 years. That's really good. We're having those young people tie into that. And then we have all of our other projects, like summer projects and holiday projects and different things that we do, as well as community one-to-ones with young people that are now left school. So I was late today because I was in a meeting in Costa and I got held up in that. So my apologies, but I did very much enjoy my hot chocolate with marshmallows.
Fair, that's fair. Where's mine though? That's all right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sammy, where's what's going on?
So the idea of our youth work is to provide a circle around young people where they can feel part of something, they can feel like they belong to something, and there's this constant wraparound walking with and caring for young people and support for young people that goes kind of throughout the week. And we do that with Essex Youth Service and Brentwood Council to best be placed in the right spaces to be able to do that. So the idea is some young people that we work with actually get up to 4 hours worth of engagement from our youth work just by being in different spaces and actually hitting some of that hitting some of those different engagements. And that's massive in terms of kind of being involved in things, especially when these young people before weren't involved in anything. That's where we are. But ultimately we're looking at expanding that. The work that we've been doing, like I said, we're coming up for 3 years of doing it, and it's grown massively, and we're looking at kind of building that team. So we do training, and we do provide training for doing street-based youth work, for doing one-to-ones and just being a listening ear to young people, to coming onto our youth work sessions on a Wednesday and running a youth club and just being part of that and facilitating that. All that training is available for that, just looking for people.
Right.
And so looking for people with a heart of kind of seeing young people grow and develop and become really positive young adults to improve resilience and mental health and just personhood, kind of understanding who they are.
So they don't need any previous experience.
So no previous
experience.
You'll
help to train them, obviously.
We're happy to train them and give them that kind of that management and that support as they kind of go through that and learn that on the hoof.
Yeah, it's great for their CVs as well,
right? It's great for their CVs, but let's not forget that's not just for young people either.
Yeah.
I think some of the best people that I've seen work with young people are retired.
Yeah.
And just the way they engage with young people, the way young people engage with them and open up to them is incredible. So if you are listening if you are listening and you are interested and think, oh no, I'm a little bit too old for that, really do kind of get in contact with us and have that conversation with us, because you're more relatable than you think you are.
And how can people get hold of you then?
So when this kind of goes up on your website, I can give you a link and we can put that up on there. But also check us out on Facebook or social media, DRCC Youth Brentwood, and kind of get in contact with us through that, or stop into the church on Doddinghurst Road.
And you've got so much going on as well, so just to find out what's going on, so they might be able to help in a different area even, you just don't know. So if I can come back to you now quickly, Sammy, if that's okay, because we could chat for hours, will we?
We'll be here for hours.
Yeah, I know, you'll be here till tomorrow's show.
Yeah, I will.
We'll be doing what a co-host thing.
What time's breakfast?
No, but just getting back to the uniform banks as well. So What can people, where, or something, we know where people can actually drop the stuff off now, but what can people actually give to you? Because it is it a certain colours of uniform even, or is it different sizes? Or
so we'll take out any uniform, but currently we've got quite a bigger stock of primary school uniforms. So we'd be looking for the secondary school uniform. And from last year, that tended to what flew off the shelves first. So if anyone's got any pre-loved secondary school uniform, that would be amazing. Mm. We were looking at drop-off points with Aaron, and because it had begun to the food bank, we was potentially looking at those as drop-off points as well and collection points. So I will make this clearer. We've got a Facebook page as well, so our information will go out there, and I'll share that with you, Joe, after, so we can pop it on there. But yeah, so we'll have various drop-off points as well for people to donate as well, or they can be dropped at Larchwood Gardens Family Hub as well, which is just down Larchwood Gardens. So yeah, plenty of opportunities, but we'll take any uniform, any primary school, secondary school. But as I said, at the moment, secondary school is something that we haven't got a lot of.
Yeah.
So yeah, that would be amazing. But yeah, please do come and see us in July and August.
Great stuff. Listen, thanks. I could talk to you because there's so much going on as well. So you've got to come back and let us keep us updated as well on what's going
absolutely.
On.
Absolutely.
And you come back as well, Aaron, obviously, and get updated with everything else you do. Although that would be a whole show, probably.
Yeah. You've got enough time.
Yeah, yeah.
Do a week-long feature.
Yeah. but as Sammy just said, in a couple of days' time, everything would be, or was it Aaron, wasn't it? Everything would be up on the website with all the relevant links to both of you and everything that you do as well. So I just want to say thank you for everything you do.
Thank you.
Come back again soon, won't you?
Thank you
very much. Cheers. Thank you.